In Algeria, there's tension in the Berber homeland of Kabylie. In the capital of that region, Tizi Ouzou, military police fired tear gas at protesters last week after they had stoned a police barracks. Authorities had earlier blocked Berber protesters from marching on Algiers. Riots swept across Kabylie last spring following the death of a Berber youth in police custody. From Tizi Ouzou, Kate Seeley reports.
In the towns and villages of this mountainous province east of Algiers, symbols of a fierce struggle stand out. Black flags hang from street lamps, walls are covered with anti-government graffiti, and the garrisons of Algeria's military police, or gendarmerie, bear the scars of Molotov cocktails thrown by angry protesters. The military police are deeply hated here. A recent independent commission on the riots accused the gendarmerie of excessive violence that led to the deaths of more than 80 people. 35-year-old Nadia Eit Aba, a mother of two, was shot in the heart outside her home not far from Tizi Ouzou. According to her husband, she was killed after helping protesters suffering from tear gas exposure. Later, he says, the gendarmes ransacked the school where she taught and scrawled an insult across the back of her white lab coat. Mustafa Eit Aba. I can't find the exact words, he says. What they did to my wife is really sick. I will never forgive them. Eit Aba opens a plastic bag and painfully pulls out his wife's coat, reading the Arabic written on the back. Long live the gendarmerie. Down with the Berbers, he reads. The insult reflects long-standing ethnic tensions at the heart of the Kabylie protests. Berber youth took to the streets last spring, demanding more rights, greater democracy, and better economic opportunities. Oil-rich Algeria suffers from a 30% unemployment rate and a housing crisis so severe some Algerians live seven to a room. Fueling their uprising was a sense of injustice over what they say is the state's suppression of their Berber identity and language, known as Tamazight. 31-year-old protester Ali Bouziar. We're not recognized. Our language is smothered, he says. Berbers make up 30% of Algeria's population of 30 million. They are considered the country's original inhabitants and speak a language that some say dates back thousands of years. Among protesters' demands, the recognition of Tamazight as an official language alongside Arabic. Berber activist Aknin Arab. We are demanding that this language benefit from the support of the state, he says, to promote it, to teach it, to create institutes and academies, to save it from falling into oblivion. During the Arab conquest of the 7th century, inhabitants of what is now Algeria converted to Islam and began adopting the Arabic language. But because of their isolation in the mountains, residents of Kabylie and other areas were not exposed to Arabic. Much later, under occupation by France, many Berbers adopted French as their second language. After independence in 1962, the Algerian government sought to make Arabic the sole language of the state. Many Berbers felt disenfranchised. Kabylie resident Benedine Youssef. 80% of the people in Kabylie don't speak Arabic, he says. But if you go to court, they force you to speak in Arabic. You end up signing some document without knowing what's going on. The uprising in Kabylie reflects the region's long history of political activism. It produced some of the fiercest opponents to the French occupation, later gave rise to two political parties, and has been home to protests demanding Berber rights since the 80s. The latest demonstrations have been different, however, with more of an emphasis on political and social rights for all Algerians. In response, the military-backed government has sought to marginalize the Kabylie movement, accusing it of reflecting narrow Berber interests. Journalist Salima Ghazali says such criticism is an attempt to minimize national support for the protesters by trying to divide Algeria into Berber and Arab camps. They're trying to present the Kabylie movement as a threat to national unity, she says. But I think the only threat the government feels is that of democracy, that of sharing power. 4 months after the start of the Berber uprising, the government has not met any of the protesters' demands. Many here say that unless it does, growing anger over economic hardships and the government's seeming indifference to its citizens' needs could lead to an even larger explosion. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Tizi Ouzou.